And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Yes, I just got the ninja achievement.
Oh, that one is a pain in the ass.
Believe it or not, I did it on the boat level.
Did you just push them into the shark?
Yeah, I used the girl, so we should actually just do this on the show instead of explaining.
Yeah, we should probably save all this interesting content.
So, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Pappy.
This is the SML Podcast, episode number 186. We have an awesome guest on the show today, Alexander from Pinochle Games. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you.
You are here to talk about Pinochle Games' new release, Party Hard.
Yeah.
For those of our listeners who don't know what Party Hard is, do you want to give us the sales pitch on the game quick?
Very short version is Party Hard is a game about stopping parties, stopping loud parties. You play as a character who is really annoying from loud parties, and he decided to stop it. He just grabbed the knife and is going out to stop them.
So basically it's a pissed off neighbor who's sick of these damn kids on his lawn partying up and making noise, and he just wants to sleep.
Yeah.
So it sounds like me in my old age.
Yeah. Is this based on a real life event for you?
Almost. My nice. Neighbors is very loud. Neighbors are very loud. Yeah, I am annoying all the time.
So you just killed 57 people, no problem.
Not this time, but
not this time.
That's awesome.
Based on a true story of how I murdered 400 people across 9 different events, and no one found me to this day.
That's awesome.
So I made a video game.
As our listeners could tell, we brought in our friend Shiz Blacka, Sean Patterson, to help chat about this game, since you've already got 1,000 achievements in the game, huh?
Well, I got 26 achievements for 1,000 points, yeah?
Yeah, 1,000 achievement points.
Man,
yeah,
I was
the sixth person to do it.
Wow.
Which is too slow for my liking.
I guess the main question is, what's your problem?
The problem is the game is too good, and I played it 15 hours in like 2 or 3 days.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I beat the 12 main levels. I got all the achievements, but there's also 7 bonus levels. So when the game comes out on Tuesday, I'm going to stream those.
Wow.
Damn.
And I'm excited, man.
So Alexander, how does it feel to know that there's people? The game is officially not even out on consoles yet, and there's people who've completed the game for streaming and reviewing and stuff like that.
It's great feel, you know. I am proud our game are so good. People like to play it, people like to stream it, and there are many viewers who really like to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm having a blast watching people stream it just to see what kind of techniques people are using on these stages.
I look forward to watching people stream it so I can see what happens after level one, since I will never personally make it farther.
Well, if you want, I have the full game on my YouTube channel. Yeah. So you could just use my MLG Pro strats.
There we go. Yeah, no, I absolutely love the game. It's a whole lot of fun. My favorite part so far is when you just call somebody and you just get, you know, different things happen. Like one time I had the exterminators. Yeah, the exterminators came in and just killed everyone in the kitchen. Or the hitmen and all of that. But, man, that whole stealth aspect, I am bad at patience.
So don't try ninja.
No. I played for an hour and I never got past level one.
Oh man.
And Pappy is our pro gamer on the show.
Yeah. And it's not, no, I love the game, but I'm just bad at it. It's that whole being patient because I start getting excited. I'm like, yeah, 25 people down. Yeah, time to start ramping. Oh, wait, there's still 25 more people that can see me. Dang.
Let's check how long it took me to beat the first level because it took me way too long.
Yeah, I know it took me a handful of attempts on the first level as well just to like kind of get a feel of the game. It's definitely not a game that you run in and mow everyone down.
Mm.
It is very much a stealth, planning out, plotting out what you're going to do. It's good stuff.
Yeah, but you can do it, actually. You can speed run almost all the levels of the game, but you have to know behavior of people, behavior of cops to exploit situations.
Yeah, I started to learn that a little bit. I was having fun too with the random things that you can interact with. Like I went and broke the one man's motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he stands out, he's like, what happened to my bike? And I'm just like, cool, he's gonna hit somebody. And then nothing happens, so I go down to see what's going on, and then the guy sees me and then just kills me. I'm like, well,
he's like, I'll kill the motherfucker.
Yes. Yeah. I shouldn't have checked up on that.
Good.
I like that you can interact with like bulls and horses and all kinds of random shit that I wouldn't have.
I like how awesome. You also have, every time a level restarts, there's different things. Like, I like how the horse just showed up on one of my tries.
Yeah,
I enjoy a horse being at a house party.
Me too. I like the bear with the gold chain. That was my favorite.
I have not seen that one yet.
He's dancing and everything. He has sunglasses, shebang.
So my question with the gameplay mechanics is that the button to dance, how useful is that when the police, because I do it like when the police are around or when people start, you know, running around and finding bodies, is that actually helping or am I just entertaining myself?
In this situation, you just entertaining yourself, but dancing is very useful, can be very useful when there are only three or four people in one group and you have to spread them out. So you just go to them and dance. And some random NPC can run away because your dance is very poor.
So yeah, basically the dance levels. Button is an annoy button.
Yeah.
It can attract people. It can, make people run away from you. Yeah.
There's actually an achievement to get knocked out for dancing.
Yeah, I got that one. That was fun.
That was my last one.
Just dance in front of a bouncer, and he's like, "I'll kick your ass." And
that didn't work for me. I had to just keep dancing till a random person just punched me in the face. And I was like, man, just like every party I go to.
Then you were like, I should try that method in the game.
Exactly. But actually, yeah, I found the dancing so practical because there's some maps where the people actually don't keep moving. Like every single map, they're just roaming around doing whatever. But let's say the casino at the top left past the bouncer, there's like seven or eight people that never move. So the only way to split them up, unless you have like the katana and you can kill them fast enough, you need to you need to dance to split them up so you can pick them off. Pro strats.
Yeah.
So he mentioned a katana. What other kind of fun weapons are in this game that you could pick up and use?
You cannot pick up katana because it's a weapon of ninja. So only this character wears katana. But it is very, very useful weapon, but it's hard to handle it because It's hard to play with ninja, actually.
It's horrible.
you have to hide all the way. You have to be near the walls, and you have to use smoke grenades to hide yourself.
Oh, but, so if anyone sees you dressed as the ninja, they'll just call the police right away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just spot you. In Katana makes splash damage and kill few people in one time, in one slash, so it can be handy.
Yeah, I know the Katana, the one that you could pick up in the suitcase, that actually helped me on the casino stage to take care of the robbers that are trying to get into the money. And I picked it up, swung, and I killed like four of the robbers and the bouncer in one swipe.
You just have to kill the guy at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I did it too. Yeah, that's the Katana. I meant the one in the briefcase.
Yeah, there are not many weapons actually in the game, but there is a bomb as mm-hmm. well as stunning bomb. And you can stun people and then put them in a pool and they will draw.
Yeah. I didn't notice that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's so good. It's very fun mechanic. You can pick somebody, pick some person who is sleeping and just put it in the water and just wait.
So I need to know, what kind of magic went into creating the dumpsters in this universe where you could hide 40 bodies in a single dumpster?
And the sewer grates. I don't want to see the pile at the bottom of the sewers.
Or the ice machine in the house.
Oh, man.
It's annihilation mechanic inside. Annihilation mechanism.
It's actually an ice crusher, so every time you put a body in there, just turns it into an ice cube.
Mm.
Someone's like, ooh, are these like alcoholic ice cubes? They're all red. It looks like Tutti Frutti.
They're wine ice cubes.
Well, they're wino ice cubes, because, nice. You know.
Oh, man. So what was the development on this game? How long has it been in the works?
We created this game in 6 full months.
Ah, that's actually pretty quick compared to some of the mm-hmm. people we've talked to.
Yeah. We made a prototype. It took us 1 month prior to main development cycle. But all development took us only 6 months. Yeah.
Wow.
How many people on your team?
8.
And how many are named Alexander?
4.
I was gonna say, because I saw at least four of them.
Actually, yeah, almost all the, not almost all programmers are Alexanders.
So which one of you was Alexander the Great?
The Great? I'm not sure. It's not me. I'm a very shy person. It's not me.
So 4 Alexanders in one development team. That's pretty impressive. That 50% of the workforce is Alexanders.
I'm still trying to find second Taras in this country.
Yeah, no,
your
no
dad.
Oh yeah, okay. Aside from blood relatives.
Okay, that.
So you are Taras Tarasevich.
I'm different middle names. He's Taras Roman, and I'm Taras David. So. Yeah, so I don't get that surname.
Yeah, you don't use your father's name. Yeah, it's not in habit.
So. Yeah, yeah.
His dad's the smart one who goes by Terry. So Taras is just stuck as Taras.
That is Terry Crews.
Yeah, well, yes. My father is a large black man.
Nice.
Because he got the nickname Terry well before I was born. So it's not like I can go with that nickname as well. So that's why I'm happy.
Well, yeah.
just be older than him and then you win.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
I don't want to be 62.
Be 69, huh?
So hey, wow, that was a conversation.
And I just found a 69 on the wall. That's funny. Holy shit.
I am glad that our culture, we don't pick, you know, we don't use our father's first name for our surname, because Taras Tarasevich would just be
awesome.
I mean, it does sound really cool, but
you're like Rooster Teeth's Bernie Burns.
Yeah, just imagine people in America trying to figure that out.
Harris Tarasovic?
Just call you Tartar. Tartar
sauce?
Exactly.
I'm going to start calling you Tartar sauce.
Nice. I'm sorry, Pappy. I had to do it.
That just happened.
I just ruined your life is what happened.
Oh, you haven't. That isn't even the top five worst nicknames.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, he's had some bad ones. We won't go into that.
Well, no, I mean, I'll tell the funniest one is 15 years ago when I was in technical school for my military training. When you're in between schools, you're on what's called weeds and sees, where you all just go around the base and clean. And the lady who was calling roll that morning, I don't know what got into her brain, but she's like, Airman Butt Rage? First name Tarass? I was just like, what did you just do to me?
Air ass butt rage.
Well, how much did you get beat up that day?
Well, I mean, this is military, so everyone just laughed. And then I'd have people 3 months later, complete strangers would come up to me and be like, "Your butt rage?"
So you're famous.
That's his legend. Awesome. His legend is Pappy Butt Rage, and for high school classmates, it's Sheep Fucker.
Man, you must have got
and that one was just out. That one doesn't even have a backstory. That was just random.
Yeah, was that Doug Heller who said it randomly?
No, that was Remy.
Was it Remy?
Yeah.
One on this show knows. We'll just talk about
it. Yeah, but I'm saying it was just completely random, and it annoyed me. So, of course, when you're in high school and something annoys someone, you do it as much as possible.
Oh, clearly.
I still do that.
So do all the Alexanders on the development team have their own nicknames so that you can tell each other apart?
Yeah.
Are you just numbered? Are you like, hey, number three?
No, actually, all of us have our own nicknames. We tried numbers, but it's not very useful. So we have nicknames, yeah.
What are the nicknames?
One Alexander has nickname Хозяин. It's like a host.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Second one, just a random name. Yeah, Esteril. It's his nickname. Third one is Опасный. Desperados. He's very dangerous man, you know.
So he's the hero in the story, huh?
Yeah. He's hero, and I believe he is Alexander the Great.
And then what's your nickname?
I'm just Alexander.
Oh, so you guys keep your name.
Yeah, my nickname is Potap. It's just shortened version of my family name.
Ah.
Okay. That makes sense.
You are Alexander Prime. You are the chief Alexander.
Yeah, maybe. In this universe.
Oh, man. Fantastic. I couldn't imagine having, like, doing this podcast with three other Joes. Like, we've had guests on the show that their name was Joe, and already it's been, like, we're not calling you Joe. We're just going to call you guest. Like, that's... I'm Joe.
I worked with Sean once. He was my boss for a while, and we would open stores together, and it was always the two of us running it. Like, he was the boss, but he would put me in charge. So they'd be like, Sean, I have a question. And we both, like, do the thing. Like, we both turn our heads, and we're like, who do you want to talk to? It was so fucking annoying.
Yeah,
I could not imagine doing that all the time with three other people. I would lose my mind.
I don't have that problem.
Oh, poor boy.
You're lucky, yeah?
It's
what happens when you have the name Assfucker or something? What was it?
What's really funny is we actually had I worked for a guy a few years ago, and he referred to everyone as Vern. He would never call you. He would just walk into a room and be like, "Hey, Vern." But what it was the way he said Vern, you knew who he was talking to. So if he walked into a room of 20 people and said, "Hey, Vern, get over here," you knew exactly who he was referring to.
Oh, my Lord.
It was an amazing skill. Yeah, this man had an amazing.
It's kind of magic.
It's like Vern versus Vern versus Vern, you know, and all of those, enunciations was a different person.
Wow.
Is his name Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
No, his name was Buchanan, actually.
McCannon? What?
Buchanan.
Buchanan. Okay.
That is an interesting name in itself.
Well, that's a last name, but obviously.
Oh, okay.
So everyone Bucky just called Buchanan. Him Sergeant Buke.
Wow. Man, we get some weird conversations on this show.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's seriously. Not even the weirdest. I've worked for a sergeant. Okay. I've met Seaman Swallows.
Bullshit.
I've seen a Captain.
Captain, nice. And now you're talking to Alexander Prime, though.
So. Which is definitely the best name.
Alexander Prime.
He's actually Optimus' cousin.
That's your story now. You are Alexander Prime, cousin of Optimus Prime.
There you go. Yes, and he transforms nothing into a good game in only 6 months. That's
there
ability.
You go. You were the code transformer.
Idea. That's some secret there.
It's a great idea. 6 months later, it's a great video game.
So, I know the game came out earlier on Steam. What led to a console port? Was that always in the works, or was that something that you guys decided halfway through, like, "Hey, this might work well on consoles"?
Yeah, it was more in this way. So the game was released, and we continued to work on it to create a level editor, to make new patches, to deliver new DLC. And when it was selling very good, we have good sales, so we decided to move to consoles. Because the game is actually, it's arcade, you know, just move your fingers and kill other people and keep getting fun. So we decided why not. And started to make port, yeah.
Nice, and it's available on Xbox One and PS4?
It will be available, yeah,
all right.
In one day.
Yes, I'm excited to see the game released to the masses. I've been having a blast with it so far. I know the other guys have. Have you considered any additional DLC for consoles? I know the PC version has the level editor, and you said you can't really do that on console. Have you considered DLC for it, or possibly getting some of the more popular user-generated levels and porting them over to console?
Yeah, we have this kind of thought, because we can't create new levels for. Actually, we can create new levels for consoles even faster and better than we could do it before with this level editor. So for now, we're just going to look how it will be sold, and then decide what to do next. Because it's not hard to make build, but it's better to know it makes sense to do it, yeah, not to waste your time.
Makes sense. Because I know level editors. How many levels on the PC have been created so far in the shape of a dick?
Oh, man.
I don't have this kind of statistic data. But we have about 500 user-generated levels.
Holy
for now.
Shit.
And it keeps growing.
Wow. So, Shiz, you said you have the PC version. You need to go find out how many dick levels there are.
Mm-hmm. I'm on it.
Because God knows, when there's something that allows for customer creation, one of the first thing that's going to show up is a dick-shaped level. It happens in everything.
Yeah, it was our, you know, our test tool. If you can create dick in our level, so tool is ready to be published.
Nice.
It's all about that TTP, time to penis.
All about that dick compatibility.
Hey, we've heard about TTP from a number of developers, so we know it's an official term in the game industry. It's all about the TTP in a game.
You know, I'm not familiar with this term. Maybe we have our own local kind of term, but I don't know what it means.
Possibly. Yeah, we've talked to a handful of people who have stage creation or level creation in their game, and I've heard on a number of occasions they talk about the TTP, which is the amount of time it takes from the level creation to go public to how long it takes to see a dick in the game. And the first people we heard it from was Mike Micah of the game iDarb, and I think he mentioned that the TTP with the character creation in there was like 2 or 3 days until the first penis showed up in iDarb, which he was surprised it took that long.
Same.
Like, I'd figure the very fun first thing in iDarb would have been a dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's all about registering that TTP and seeing how long it takes.
Yeah. I have to add some Google Analytics to find this.
Hey, we ask the hard-hitting questions on this show.
I wonder if we could actually make a program that looks at the shape of levels or characters and analyzes whether or not it is a penis and then sell that software to video game developers.
Yeah,
dick
it
analysis.
Has to be a self-learned artificial intellect.
Yeah, just call it, you know, TTP analysis. It'll analyze how many penises were generated by users and how, you know, and in what time frame. And then video game developers can actually, you know, compare their numbers. And then, you know, so now, okay, I want a game where you can TTP in 5 minutes versus 20 minutes.
You know, it has to be one of main KPI. You have to insert this time in your list, you know. If this time is short, the game is good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can advertise that on like Kotaku and be like, "Yeah, we TTP in 3 minutes."
Yeah, and all about whoa.
That's awesome.
That is an impressive time frame of TTP.
3 minutes. Oh,
a 3 minute four. Dick. That's good character creation, right?
There you go. Yeah. That's funny. I don't even know what to say. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, that is great.
And this is why I like our show. How many other shows out there focus on the important issues in video games like dick creation?
Your next episode, you should just start the episode. Before we talk about your game, can I make a dick in it? And then if they say no, you just play the outro music.
All right, well, that's our interview for this week. We cannot make a dick in the game. Our review is you're going to have to deny it. You can't make a dick. There's no reason in spending money on this game.
Nice.
But Party Hard
would be nice review,
dicks.
Yeah.
So Party Hard is a definite buy, yeah, since you create dicks in it.
Feel free to express yourself.
Nice.
Express yourself by exposing yourself.
I express myself by pushing people off rooftops.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's one
it's
thing.
It's a nice way to...
Pardon me? What were you saying?
What were you saying, Alexander? It's a nice way to what?
It's nice way to express yourself.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
To throw people from the roof.
Hell yeah.
So
I make them free like a bird.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the levels in the game. I know the game starts off with a house party, clearly. And for the guy's murderous rampage, what kind of places does he visit on his road trip?
So, he starts from house party, and then he moves to the ranch, to the countryside, and he found some bikers, and they had a party. So he decided to stop there, but not for a long time. Then he moved to Vegas, to casino, and from casino he moves to the roof. After, if I'm right, yeah, he moves to the yacht party on the boat, and from the boat to the beach party. From the beach party, we have a bonus level. I decided to insert a very simple level where you just kill everybody on the bus. There are no traps, no cops.
Oh yeah, the party bus.
Oh god.
yeah. So it is basically party bus, and you just have to kill everybody on it. It's just relaxing level.
Oh god.
No way to hide, no way to escape, just killing.
I laughed so hard when that happened.
Oh man, I can't wait to, like, I just finished the yacht level when we started recording. And I can't wait to get to this bus level now.
It took me, I think my fastest time was like 40 seconds.
Oh my lord.
And it's just because I got knocked out a few times.
Yeah, but we disabled achievements on this level because it's kind of cheating.
That's what I figured, because there's one for what, beat a level in under 3 minutes. I was sure that you couldn't get it there.
Yeah, and you move to the forest. There is a sawmill and party around.
I forgot about the sawmill. That thing was my hero. I love how people in the game are completely oblivious. Like, I push somebody into a saw, there's blood everywhere, and somebody just comes up looking around like, la 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 la.
You want
your
party?
Turn,
you know, many times we were asked about why people just don't go away from party with killing, with murders, with bodies, and we didn't know what to say. But
they're drunk. They're all stupid.
Yeah. It is reasonable. Yeah, but now. In Ukraine, we have a movie. It's called Selfie Party. And in this movie, there is murder, and a group of people decided to hide body, so party, not to break party, you know.
Oh god!
So it's I'm not sure if it will be showed. In other countries, I am not sure, but we already have this movie, so now I can tell you people will do in this way. They won't go out from cool party just because they found the body.
That's great.
Happy, it's your job to watch this movie.
Oh yeah, because
it's part of my job. Yeah.
Well, Pappy's the movie guy on our show, so. This is officially his homework assignment, is to find that movie and watch it.
Find a subtitled copy.
Yeah, it's very fun because this movie is shot in a way. I was thinking it's about America party, not about Ukrainian party. Because it just, you know, wrote in way to show parties, and it all... It all created like it's not in Ukraine, you know, it's like in USA. So maybe they will be showing around the world, or you can just download this film. that you can give a try.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
What was the name of it again?
Selfie Party.
There you go.
I can chat in.
And that's fantastic.
To try with selfie. Yeah, I believe this is the right way to
a selfie party. Okay.
Yeah, just selfie party.
That makes sense.
At first, I thought it was sausage party. I'm like, that's an interesting name.
That's different.
That's the porn version of the movie.
Actually, there's one coming out. A movie coming out soon. It's called. Is it called Sausage Party?
Yeah.
The one where it's the groceries and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one looks awesome. That actually looks so good.
Animated one.
That one's gonna be awesome.
Oh man. So, out of all the stages in the game, what are some of your favorite traps that you put in the game?
I really like beer trap.
Oh yeah!
You can arm it, and then you can cut the cop, catch the cop inside, and kill him. So it's very very cool. I like this trap. I like a fire floor on the roof level too. You can kill so many people in one move.
I think my highest kill using the dance floor was 30.
Yeah, same. It's ridiculous.
No.
It's ridiculous.
I like this saw too. When you put people on the saw, I like this moment too.
Yeah, the saw was one of my favorites as well. That one is just crazy. It's so loud and brutal. It's like,
and no one notices the noise of like, oh, I hear a body getting destroyed. No,
in real life, I guess, but in the game, it's funny because it's like you see it moving up and down and making noise, and people just like sit, they just stand next to it. Like leaning on it, like, man, this is a cool place to hang out. This is safe. Word up.
Clearly, nothing could go wrong here.
It's so good.
Yeah, I wonder what happened.
I also like on the rooftops how you don't have to do it for the kills and shit. Maybe they could see you, but the window washers, you could cut the ropes and have them fall down.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
By the way, have you seen a conga line on the roof?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's two.
Did you like it?
It was awesome. There's another level that you could do it, right? If I remember correctly, I think there were two levels that you could do the conga line. But the conga line,
both roof parties, I believe, pool party.
Yeah,
and...
yeah, okay. That's true. I forgot there was two roofs. Yeah, it's the conga line made me laugh so hard.
Just a line of people dancing around, and if you're lucky, they'll walk next to one of the speakers, and you'll just blow up the entire line of them.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's the thing, it's hard to make them stop doing the conga line, and then if you have too many left, if you have too many people left and no traps, then you're like, fuck, what do I do?
That's what the stun bomb is for.
If you get it. If you get spare cools, then you're kind of screwed. Yeah, exactly. I would just dance in front of the conga line and just fuck their whole party up.
Yeah, I loved using the stun bomb where you just put like 20 people to sleep and stab them all real quick.
So, completely off topic, I found the IMDb summary for Selfie Party.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Four friends
who are all students wake up at the police station not remembering the events of yesterday. They are accused of murdering a dwarf whose body was found on the lawn of the house where the boys party last night. To figure out what happened, the boys decide to collect all the photos and videos from yesterday's mayhem. So that's the plot.
Oh, my Lord.
That's awesome.
Now I just need to find an English translation, and I'm golden.
Oh, my Lord.
Nice.
Or I need to learn Ukrainian, which might take a little longer.
Yeah, you can do it. I believe in you, Pappy.
Don't give up so easily, man.
Your name is Taras Boutre. If anyone could learn Ukrainian, it's you.
I haven't tried.
You said you knew, like, a word.
A word,
that's a start.
Nice. That's one more than me.
I can't even say good day anymore. It's a Dobrodane?
Yeah, Dobrodane. Yeah. It's the right way.
Nice, right? See, you're already there.
You're
halfway there.
Yeah.
Because there's only six words in Ukrainian, so I've learned three of them, right? Is that what we're saying here?
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. So anyhow, back to the game. For me, since again, I haven't gotten nearly as far as any of you guys, I liked that false sense of security where they, you know, the little training level where it teaches you how to play the game and you just kill four people. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand this. I'm thinking the first party on level one is going to be like 10, 15 people and it'll slowly get bigger from there. So then level one happens, kill 57 people. I was just like, oh.
I'm never beating anything in this game.
But it is so much fun. I plan on playing more later, but, you know, I've been a little stretched for time. So I got to play an hour, and I was disappointed in myself for not beating the first level in an hour, but it's not the game's fault at all. The game, it's very smart at showing you what you need to do, but, you do have to be very patient. You have to be willing to hide when you need to.
Yeah, it's about this game. You have to be patient, and you have to hide bodies, hide yourself, and pick right moment to stab.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised I actually beat it.
I'm surprised you beat it too. You're a scrub. You suck at everything.
Yeah, and I'm just not patient whatsoever. So it was kind of hard. I had to fight myself really bad.
One of the things I enjoyed was when you were being chased by the cops and you would use like a little tunnel or a path to escape, a Mario looking person would show up and close that pathway. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was our try to, you know, if we keep these passes open, it will be very easy to escape cop and to pass level. So we have to create some mechanic to shut this pass. And why not senator? Why not man in red hat? He looks fun. He has fun animation. And he just closes this pass and all.
That way you can't just cheese the game by going through the same pathway and over.
Yeah, you can't repeat it. And when you become acquainted with this mechanic, you think about this pass and you think how to use it wisely.
Now, are you able to kill the guy who clearly is not Mario?
I was just going to say he'll beat the shit out of you.
You can't kill the guy who looks like Mario. And then there is a number of people you can't kill in this game.
Who all can't you kill? Because I know I have tried to kill the plumber, the nondescript plumber in the red jumpsuit.
You can't kill doctors, and you can't kill
the police. Yeah, I tried.
And you can't kill police officer with knife. Actually, you can kill him with trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've used some of those traps to my advantage when a cop would come after me, like. I don't. Is it a gumball machine or does it just look like a gumball machine?
Gumball is so ridiculous.
I'm not sure on which level.
I know on the casino level near the kitchen, it looks to me it looks like a gumball machine. It's just something explodes. I can't tell what the hell it is though.
Yeah, it's kind of stove, just stove, nothing special.
All right. Yeah, because I've seen it around on a few stages. I saw on the boat level, on the rooftop.
I thought it says. Hey, I got an achievement. I thought it says that it is a gumball machine when you're playing the game. I thought it says interact with gumball machine.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. So it is a gumball machine.
Ah, yeah.
I didn't remember if that was it. It's like, why the hell does a gumball machine explode?
Exactly. Or there's one that just catches fire. Yeah. It doesn't explode. It just bursts into flames. Like, those things are so practical, though, especially for killing cops, which is the only way to get the FBI to come. So
yeah.
If you want to get that achievement, which is a pain in the ass. So I did. I actually used the casino for that one.
Yeah, because you follow achievement guides, you cheater.
No. Did I use one for that one? Oh, I did, and it said to do it exactly the way I was doing it, so I just kept doing that. But I went to the casino. I made sure that there was like 10 people left, because otherwise the FBI leaves too soon and then you're fucked. But there's a wire hanging from the ceiling on the stage. So I would kill people, I would get the cop to run towards me, push the wire to him and kill him, and then the FBI comes.
Yeah.
And then you just have to make sure to get you just have to make sure to kill everybody while the FBI is there. But yeah, the FBI will fuck you up. Especially at the end, especially the last level of the game, they are the biggest bitches in the world. Them and bouncers just make my life hell.
Yeah, bouncers are evil in that game.
God damn, man, they fucking destroy you. I will end you. the text in that game is so savage, man. I'm just trying to dance, and they're like, dude, just fuck off.
Get away from me. What is your problem?
You're terrible.
I will fucking end you. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, the, it's like, the script, the writing in the game is just fantastic.
It's amazing.
It's just such a funny game.
I thought we weren't
allowed
to review the game until the 25th.
Well, the episode's not going live until Monday. Oh.
Okay, because I was like, wait a minute.
We are covering our asses. We are recording today, publishing it on Monday. So it's being published after the embargo.
You so smart with your thinking brain.
Hey, that's the glory of recording beforehand.
Yeah.
Word. I'm thinking. Like, today is clearly Monday. We are talking about this on Monday.
Yeah, totally.
This is not totally. Saturday yeah, no afternoon.
No.
No.
What's your problem, Shiz? Today's Monday.
Sorry, man. What happens when you don't sleep? Every day is one big day.
Get your shit together.
Whoa.
That sounded like a fart.
I rub my microphone with my coffee mug because I'm smart.
You're a genius.
That'll do it.
I'm trying to learn how to be a DJ, so I figured I'd get scratching.
So, Alexander, how's Monday night in Ukraine?
It's great. It's warm and it's fresh.
Did you have to lock your child in the kitchen again today?
Yeah.
Was that the scream we heard like 10 minutes ago?
Daddy, no!
Maybe. It may be.
Random fun fact, it's really a lot easier to find objects in Enigmatis when you don't have a Twitch bar blocking shit.
Enigmatis?
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how I've pronounced. But that's a game that's completely unrelated to what we're talking about.
I know, but I'm playing it right now, so I figured I'd mention it now. Dude, so, we just talked about Selfie Party.
Let's just talk about Selfie Party for the next... Pappy, do you want to ask your favorite question?
I don't feel like that one actually works here, honestly.
I do it anyways.
So usually I ask the developers what kind of drugs they were on when they were making this
game. No, Pappy, you got...
What, that's my favorite question.
No,
you always tell me that I'm wrong.
Your question, your trademark question is, Alexander, when you aren't developing your own games...
No. What
games
realize
do
I was
you enjoy?
Trademarked.
That's the Pappy question.
What
games do you enjoy playing, or were you playing during the creation of Party Hard to relax after work? Although Pappy's right, in this case, it might not make sense because I would play Party Hard to relax after a long day of just relax and murder people.
I used to play Witcher 3 on the maximum difficulty to relax after my working day.
You are a true game creator.
Heavy developer, man.
Yep. Most people who make video games seem to love video games in a way that the rest of us don't. In that, I'm gonna go play the hardest version of the game. And that's relaxing.
Yeah. I don't understand how that's relaxing. God damn. It's like, it's even actually, Joe, yesterday when we were tweeting back and forth with MO7, right after it's like he drops codes, he's like, all right, well, I'm going to go play Dark Souls 3. I was like, what the fuck? Every single one of you guys. Stop being so good at games. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm actually playing it right now. not right now, not during this conversation, but...
don't worry, we have people who do this interview, and they're like, yeah, in the background, I'm going to play like Halo 4 on Heroic and beat the game during this interview.
Yeah, it's crazy that people have actually done better at games while doing our show, which I think is hilarious.
Because they kind of go on auto with the game, so they don't overthink anything.
I was actually talking about that yesterday in Plants vs. Zombies. Fucking, there was one day where that happened. I was going solo, or just like I was focusing on what I was doing, and I made it to wave like 10 in Infinity mode. And then when I just zoned out and I was talking to my chat and I had no idea that I was still playing, I managed to beat the wave 25 and get the achievement and get a character.
Wow.
Autopilot is a beautiful thing.
Games are always easier when you don't think about them.
Yep.
Apparently.
So what games are you enjoying now? Besides Witcher 3.
Right now I am playing Dark Souls 3. And... really enjoy it when I don't lose too much soul. today my better score is 9,000 souls. I lost 9,000 souls.
Holy shit.
Holy hell.
Yeah, but I collected 20,000, and bought K for the tower behind Fire Shink, you know, on the start location.
Damn. I need to put more time into Dark Souls 3.
it's good game when you handle it. It's bad game when you hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I know where I would be. And, oh, man. I got the first one just because I was like, why not? It's $5. I know I'm going to be terrible and hate it, but I have a buddy that's a beast at it, so it'll be fun to watch him, if anything. I think I played like 10 minutes before I give up. I just can't do it. It's just fucking impossible. And anybody that's good at it is just because they're cheating.
That's it. That's the only option. They have to be cheating.
It's the only way.
Yeah, and when I'm hating Dark Souls, I play Rocket League.
Rocket League.
Nice.
Yeah,
Rocket
it's League's very so fun. Cool. It's very fun, but I hate when people disconnect during the match.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Pussies.
I can't wait till Tuesday's update. They're adding hoop mode, which is basically basketball.
And that's going to be awesome.
It's cool because the net is actually a tiny bit above the ground, obviously. So you're going to have to at least bounce it or whatever. You have to be clever with your shots, I think. But they're also adding 3 items from the Worm series. Like you can have a hat. So instead of a hat, the way they did it, it looks like a worm is driving the car. So I'm definitely going to rock that.
Oh, nice. I didn't see about the worm stuff. I saw that they're adding the Witcher medallion, antenna.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they're doing what is it? There's the worms, like a hat. There's an antenna. And then I don't know what the third one is. Maybe it's a smoke. I'm not sure. But
it just sprays worms as its trail. Just worms go flying out.
Ew. That would be fucking funny.
So what platform are you playing Rocket League on, Alexander?
Hmm?
What platform are you playing Rocket League on?
I play on PC. I play all games on PC.
Okay.
If you had it on Xbox, the four of us could have teamed up.
No Xbox for now.
Maybe one day. Yeah, we enjoy our Xboxes on SML.
I'm not sure, but maybe Xbox player and PC players are in one network.
Not on Rocket League, not yet at least. I know I know Xbox has signed off on allowing cross-network play for everything. I think they're waiting on Sony to okay it, and now that Microsoft allowed it, Sony's like, oh, well, we need to look into things and
like, yeah, pretty much. Rocket League, I think it was actually supposed to be cross-platform at the beginning.
But it is going to come eventually. I know that.
Which is surprising to me. So what I was reading is that it was going to be cross-platform. And then apparently when it was PlayStation and PC cross-platform, all the PC players were just turning it off anyways because they didn't like playing with the console players because it was like causing lag or some shit.
I don't know.
So they said, okay, we're not just not going to bother with the Xbox version. That's what I read.
I don't know.
I'm not sure too, but I in every game I see people not from Steam because they have avatar picture with with PSY letters from their network. So I thought it may be from consoles, but I'm not sure.
It's probably PlayStation players.
Yeah, PlayStation.
Because every Steam user has its own avatar picture, and every other people with just have this PSY just placeholder for avatar picture.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know PlayStation 4 and PC are cross-play right now. I think Xbox should be added in there eventually. It's just, you know, they need all the behind the scenes bullshit to work out and get it going and all that fun stuff. But
pretty much.
So what's next for Pinochle Games? Are you guys going to keep working on Party Hard with DLC? Are you guys working on a new project?
We work on mobile version of Party Hard. We will be... we have to look on our sales to decide whether or not we have to create DLC and another levels. And we work on our new project. It's unannounced yet, so I can't talk much about it.
Will it be coming to consoles, or is it just a Steam game?
It will be Steam and mobile game, I believe, because this mechanic is not... is not very popular for on consoles.
Makes sense.
So it will be comfortable to play with mouse and with touch. So
I'll have to keep an eye out for that one when that gets announced. Will that also be published through Tiny Build, or are you guys doing that independently?
I think we will be published it with Tiny Build.
Nice.
They are great guys. They know what to do with games. We like to work with them.
Yeah, Tiny Build has been knocking it out of the park with the games that they've been making and that they've been publishing. They're quickly becoming one of my favorite publishers out there, and they're just finding fantastic indie games and just helping it get to the masses. And I am thrilled that they're working with you guys to bring Party Hard to consoles, and I'm thrilled. It's exciting to see crazy stuff like this show up.
Yeah, we are excited too and happy to work with them.
Nowadays, whenever I see the name Tiny Build or Loot Interactive, I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Yes.
How does it feel knowing that years ago people would complain about Grand Theft Auto being a murder simulator? And it would get all this controversy, and now Party Hard is literally a murder simulator.
I'm not sure, because, you know, it's... we try to deliver other feeling. We try to make it fun to kill people. And we try to explain it with psycho problems.
But think about the children.
We have a 16 plus age rating, so parents, please watch your children. Yeah.
If there's any kids listening to our show, they're fucked up the way it is. So I don't think it matters too much.
Exactly.
I mean, we're pretty fucked up as the hosts, so. I don't want to know what's going on with the kids.
We try to make it fun, not cruel, like in Hatred, for example.
Oh yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
It's lighthearted murder. It's not serious exactly. Murder.
Yeah, yeah, not
it's party murder.
Yeah.
It's party murder.
But it's partly murder, yeah.
So are there any like really, really hidden scenarios that happen in the game? Like I know some of the random things that happen are like aliens will show up in stages, or like the dude with the vest will show. Is there anything that's really, really rare that only shows up like maybe one every 100 games or something like that? Anything super hidden?
We have zombies on the level, but in last update we actually fucked something, and you can just call for zombies. But yeah. But pre-war the date, it was very rare event.
Oh really?
I know the zombie invasion.
The beach party, that's the easiest way to beat it, I find, is just let a zombie invasion happen.
Yeah, yeah. Prior to the date, beach level was the hardest one, and it took 2-3 hours for people to beat this level.
That makes sense. Until I figured out the zombie thing, I was...
Yeah. But now so it's bad. Not so hard.
Oh my god, I want to see the zombie party now.
The rarest one that happened to me was the UFO. I've only seen that 2 or 3 times. And the aliens actually come down and they bring bodies back to the ship.
Yeah, they abduct people. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love all the tiny little touches in this game that just keep it funny and keep it different.
Like fucking Darth Vader being at the party, for example. Just chilling in a pool.
I like Hulk Hogan being at the party.
Yeah. One of the guys you could call looks like Guile. So random, I love it. Oh, dude, it's such a good game.
It's crazy. I definitely think this is one of the better games to come out lately, and I'm thrilled that you came on to talk with us. What is the soundtrack in the game? Because it is incredible music. Is that an in-house composer, or is that licensed music?
We just licensed a few tracks from open source. We didn't write our own music this time.
Yeah, there's definitely copyrights on it.
But we spent a lot of time to pick the right music for our game.
Music's incredible.
It really is.
If I could play the same level for an hour straight because I keep failing, but I'm not sick of the music, then that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And it's just a fantastic game all around. I don't know. Do you guys have any other questions to ask? I know we're going on near an hour here.
To ask a question and I got yelled at. So.
Okay, ask your question, Pappy. Go ahead. No, ask your drugs.
I'm just going to make a joke with it. Nope. Done. I don't care anymore.
I love is gone. I don't even remember.
Pappy's just moping now.
I am so sad.
His Skype icon is how he feels right now. Just staring off sad.
Nice.
Better than that stupid, like, frowny, angry face that I used to use as my...
All right.
Yep, done.
So yeah, anybody else have any more questions? I don't want to take up too much of your night, Alexander. Your precious Monday night over in Ukraine.
No, thanks again for being here.
Actually, I have a question. You said that you want to bring a Party Hard to mobile. Is there any chance that would hit Windows Phone with achievements?
I am not sure about Windows Mobile.
Okay. I figured no, but if it has achievements, I would definitely play it again.
3 of the 17 Windows Phone owners out there are on this podcast right now.
It will be very hard to play this game on the phone, actually.
Oh yeah.
So it will be more comfortable on the tablet, but I am not sure we will be publish it on Windows platform.
Any chance of a PlayStation Vita port?
No way.
All right. Can Wii U owners look forward to it?
I'm not sure.
Well, there we go.
I feel bad for the Nintendo fans. We got to throw them a bone every now and then.
I don't. They're bad people.
Just like us.
Yeah, well, Nintendo is it may be good platform, but it's very family friendly. Our game is not family friendly.
That's true.
I don't know. This seems like a good family activity to play it together. It's like, come on, Billy and Timmy, let's figure out how to murder these people together.
Nice. Yeah. This is why you don't have a party when Mommy and Dad leave.
The family thing. Fun for the children.
Exactly. Life lessons.
Oh, man. Well, Alexander, it has been a blast talking with you. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else that you want to talk about with the game?
I think I finished talking about the game. Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
It was great talking with you. We're going to let you unlock your kid from the kitchen.
Yeah, thanks. Have a nice, great Monday evening.
You too. I hope your Tuesday is wonderful as well. Have a good one, Alexander. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh man, that was fun. So, anything else you guys want to talk about, or?
No, like I said, I played a little bit of that other game this morning, but I'll save that for when we get the devs on.
Yeah, loud on play.
Is that PlayStation?
Or yeah, Steam? It's okay. PlayStation and Steam. I
get it on Steam because it's got less bugs right now.
No, it's not a bug. It's just the calibration is.
I call it a bug because it prevents you from succeeding.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's definitely something we'll ask them about. Ask them on Tuesday.
Tomorrow day.
Yeah, tomorrow day. Clearly tomorrow.
Where did my weekend go, man? Why is it Monday? Why am I not at work right now?
Seriously, what's going on?
Probably in trouble.
I hope so.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. It's just a crazy Monday, Shiz.
No, I'm just, this game is being a bitch.
So, before we wrap this show up, do you guys want to play golf with friends afterwards?
I'd love to, but I unfortunately have things that I have to do.
Oh, you pee.
Yeah.
I could do a quick, like, one or two rounds, then I gotta start streaming some preview action. No, I don't feel like streaming that. I want to just do, like, a quick game and then eat, and then I'm going to stream 3 games each, like, 3 or 4 hours. So
he's got, like, Shiz's Twitter has been saying that he's got his entire weekend planned out.
What do you think, Pappy? One quick round?
Let me go take a shit, and let's end the show on that.